This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You are listening to The Morning Run. It's 7:06 a.m. on Friday, the 30th of September, the last day of September. We are heading into the fourth quarter of the year.
Yes, fourth quarter, because it's October, right? Where did the month go?
That is Wong Xiaoning. I'm Shazana Mokhtar. But as always, let's kickstart the morning with a recap on how global markets closed overnight.
I will just start with the one sole market that is in the green, and that was the Nikkei 225, which closed up 1% yesterday. But otherwise, every other market was down. So I'll start with the US. The Dow was down 1.4%, S&P 500 down 2.1%, NASDAQ was down 2.8%. And just for some context, S&P 500 down 23% on the year-to-date basis, NASDAQ down 31%, and Dow Jones down 20%. So really very, very horrible numbers for 2022. Meanwhile, we look at Asia. Hang Seng was down 0.5%, Shanghai down 0.1%. Singapore Straits Times was relatively flat, only down 0.04%, while our very own FBM KLCI was down 0.3%.
So for some thoughts on where international markets are heading, we have on the line with us Song Seung-Woon, economist with CIMB Private Banking. Seung-Woon, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. Now, U.S. stocks fell to their lowest level since November 2020. What do you think? Are we officially in a recession with a prolonged bear market?
Maybe we should play some song instead. You know, a Green Day, wake me up when September ends. Because it feels like that. Okay, like, good news, we are near the end of September, and September has always been, generally been a horrible month for equities, and this month particularly so, because the wall of worry persisted, and we had new ones when the UK decided to do something more fancier beyond Econ 101. So yes, recession talks continue to linger, which is why I suppose equity markets globally has continued to be hammered. Essentially, it boils down to that crisis of confidence. It continues to persist because the wall of worries continue against the backdrop of just more central bank, more bigger one, tightening policy further, monetary policy that is, because inflation continued to be stay high. So I suppose if people are still gainfully spending and labor market condition remains supportive for spending, then central banks continue to tighten. So it depends on which side you're looking at. Equity market in recession, global economy certainly not sensing that, but something will have to give, so we'll see.
Seung-Woon, can I ask about the currencies? And really, we do see a lot of fluctuation, but I'm curious, how much damage is a strong dollar causing in Asian financial markets?
Well, the good thing is, unlike those fun days, you're too young to remember the Asian financial crisis.
I was working already, Seung-Woon. I'm not that young.
Really? You're so young. So, yeah. Okay, remember that time, Asian currencies, many of them, including ringgit, were fakes. So we had a lot of stress when the Thai baht gave way, and we knew that what had to happen. Obviously, the repercussion rippled through. This time around, our currencies, flexible, our fundamentals, more or less quite solid. So the currency is really just a case of people putting, because earlier we were talking about crisis of confidence in safe haven, and US dollar continue to be safe, to be the safe haven of choice, as well to some extent gold. So everything just gave up, and together with that sterling debacle, it just adds more to the dollar appeal. So it continued to, as we say, like chiong, and the rest of us just, well, with the exception, I suppose, in Asia of the Sing dollar, just left trailing behind. But we don't have the kind of crisis of confidence in Asian currencies like we did during the aftermath or in the immediate aftermath of the Asian financial crisis, which is a good thing. It's really about king US dollar for now.
Seung-Woon, can we take a look at the Chinese yuan? It staged something of a mini rebound yesterday. Is this indicative that the PBOC's combination of reference rate fixing and moral suasion is finally having a positive effect on the currency?
Yeah, it seems to be. The BOJ is doing similar things in terms of moral suasion, in terms of telling the banks to hang on, or in the case of the Chinese currencies, I suppose it's really a case of the dollar is being reigning king, there's little they can do on that side if it is consistent with the regional currencies and global major currencies dipping. But I suppose added pressure on the Chinese currency is the worries over the health of the Chinese economy. So the occasional, I suppose, measures being introduced to help lift the economy, the on-off tightening and easing of restriction doesn't help. But I think, broadly speaking, the whole idea for Chinese policymaker, and with a long weekend coming up and ahead of the big party Congress meeting, is to have some degree of stability over the currency. And certainly the easiest way to do is, I suppose, tweak around at the margins, and more importantly, getting, I suppose, financial system to be supportive and the bank to be supportive as well. So we'll see how it pans out. Today's release of PMI figures will be important to see how the economy and Q3 with some restriction in place, but others being eased. So fingers crossed, we may still have interesting days ahead, not just for currencies around the region, world, or the sterling, but also perhaps for the RMB in the aftermath of the PMI data.
Okay, so let's talk about the Singapore dollar, one of the strongest currencies in the region. I mean, we do see some pressure on the CPI in Singapore. So what are you expecting when the Monetary Authority of Singapore meets in October?
Well, CPI figures continue to surprise on the upside. We knew food prices are going up. We knew that demand for services remains strong. Although we worry about recessions, labour market condition is still very, very strong. The economy is generally at full employment, which is why they're trying to get more labour in. But everybody wants more labour, not just in Singapore, but around the region, including Malaysia as well. So that's adding on to the pressure. So we certainly think Singapore Central Bank has more room to tighten when they meet again. Very soon, 2 weeks in, in line with all the central banks, most of the central banks around the world, exception, I think, being BOJ and the PBOC.
Seng Woon, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Song Seng Woon, economist at CIMB Private Banking, giving us his take on some of the trends that he sees moving markets in the days and weeks ahead. 7:17 in the morning, we are heading into some messages, and when we come back, we'll try to read the latest political tea leaves. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.